This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I feel like Seth has been on with us often enough to not necessarily understand what's going on right now, but to, like, get it. Is that fair, Seth?
Yeah, sure, why not?
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
The aforementioned Seth Kaiser now sits on hold with bated breath, wondering when will I hit that button that will allow him to be heard. Not yet. Not yet is the answer. Because I wanted to give him a proper introduction today, and because I like to make sure that people know where they can get all of Seth's stuff. Now, Seth is on 100,000 places all at once, and as if seeing Kent Swanson over on Sports Night didn't break my heart. I saw him in person. He was here in person. The way that I met Kent in person for the first time was a forlorn wave separated by a pane of glass because Cody had herded him in like a sheep and cut him off from me. But Seth would never do anything like go on Sports Night for, you know, just on the like the same day. Oh, sorry. I just found out that Seth's on Sports Night tonight. So if you don't get enough of Seth now, go over to Sports Night on 8:10 tonight. Hear him talk with Cody Tabb. But I want to make sure you know, Seth Kaiser is the host of the Chief of the North podcast. He is a film review master on Arrowhead Pride, and I would argue that he is absolutely an advanced reptilian solar being. Seth, I'm sure that your energy sources have been depleted slightly, but not fully, because of your secret powers.
For the love of God, Josh, that was quite the intro, man. Wow.
We've been in a weird place today, man. It's a type of slow news day that really allows for, well, let me just explain. The last hour of the show was me trying to help Beards create a better Tinder account. And so,
Tinder, is that, now remember, I'm old. Is that like a dating app?
Yes. Tinder is like the quintessential dating app. Where you get to see a few pictures and then a couple lines of a bio, and then you decide right then, do you swipe left and let this person go out of your life forever, or swipe right? And if you both swipe right, then you both match and you can communicate with each other. But if either of you swipe left, then you never hear from the other person again.
That sounds utterly horrifying.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
That sounds so awful. Oh, because then, like, the people that you swipe right and, like, you don't connect, you know they swipe left.
Or,
right?
I mean, or like, there's the thought of, well, maybe they haven't seen me yet. That's what keeps you going.
Hope springs eternal. Well, you know, I actually have advice on this subject.
I was going to ask. Perfect.
As is well known to literally anyone that has ever looked at my Twitter account, mm-hmm, or, you know, talked to anyone who reads Arrowhead Pride,
yep,
I married way out of my league.
Right.
Like, almost absurdly so, to where occasionally it's offensive because people, like, ask me sincerely, like, how did that happen? And, like, they mean it. They're not, like, being funny. They're like, so how did that happen? Like, were you rich a long time ago and then lost your fortune once you had a bunch of babies, or, you know, stuff like that? So I clearly have a spot of knowledge in how to obtain a wife of wonderful standing and et cetera, et cetera. Now, he's not going to like this advice, though.
Okay, I can't wait. Lean in, Beards.
This is such an embarrassment. I can't believe I'm about to admit this on a live radio show. We were set up on a blind date.
Okay.
By my parents.
Amazing!
Who actually happened, my dad was her pastor.
So good!
And they actually came along on the first date with us. That was a...
No!
I rode in the back seat. I was 22.
No.
This is a true story. I'm not making this up. My dad offers to give me her number of this gal, and my mom had already kind of greased the skid saying, she's like the prettiest girl I've ever met. So of course, I wanted her number. And I said to my dad, well, Dad, I've been handling my own love life for a while. I think I'll call her. And he goes, yeah, how's that been going for you? And I go, whoa, okay, fair enough. Because I'd been dating a series of increasingly unstable women up to that point. And so, anyway, my advice is, whether it's your folks or your pastor or your Sunday school teacher or, like, the governor, whatever, some authority figure, let them set you up and then go on the blind date with you. And then one day, 11 years later, 10 years later, 11 years later, anyway, some amount of time later, you'll be happily married with five kids. You're welcome.
I want to write a children's book.
Yeah.
This is... Okay. First of all, the dismount there of "you're welcome" is perfect. Like, that whole thing needs to be put into a time capsule and saved for the rest of time. You shouldn't be doing a Chiefs podcast. You should be doing a relationship podcast.
I know. I should have all the podcasts.
You should have every podcast.
I have limited time.
You were 22 and you went on the date with your parents. That's incredible.
I didn't say that proudly.
No, I know. I just want to make sure, like, I got the details on that right.
Yes.
Second of all, what was her dowry? Was it like 2 cows, 3 cows? Did you give her some chickens?
Well, you know, there were a few goats as well. They're a more useful animal, Josh. Don't undersell my wife. That's kind of insulting, honestly.
Dang it!
That you think that we could have obtained her without some goats. And so, yes, it was horribly embarrassing. It was really tough. But, you know, I liked her, and so I managed to convince her to go on a second date with me. She said yes for God knows what reason.
She said yes, as long as your parents come. They're super cool.
Yeah. She's like, I kind of enjoyed spending time with them. Are you going to be there?
This is...
But no, we were married 4 months later.
Oh, my God. No. Wow, that's fast.
4 months later.
Wow. We're
married over 10 years now.
That's crazy.
No pressure on you.
Yeah, all right. So another follow-up question is... Is host of a extremely mildly successful radio show, is that enough of an authority figure to send Beards on a blind date with whoever I or that person chooses?
I think it would be an insult to you if he didn't let you, honestly. I'm sorry, Beards.
You are absolutely gambling with someone else's money right now. But no, that's good.
I really am. I just, you know, I'm betting on black. It's fun.
I had another question, and it's gone. Like, there's so many moving pieces.
I feel really bad for the people that follow me on Twitter that, like, tuned in. They're like, oh, man, I'm going to hear about the Chiefs.
No.
And they're like, what are they talking about?
I want to walk a line on this one. By the way, Mike commented, the governor. This is Facebook. This is the governor. Also, another fair point is, does Seth know that we're in either Kansas or Missouri? Yeah, just for the record, you do not want to be set up with the governor of either Kansas nor Missouri.
I forgot about that. That's my bad.
Yeah, one of them is under federal investigation. The other one is extremely bad at math. So neither one of those is a super good call. That's a very good correction by Mike.
I'm just offering suggestions. I'm not saying they're good ones.
I am saying they're good ones. I'm saying they're infallible ones. Also, Charlie just walked in. Charlie's in the same boat here. Charlie, did you hear all the advice that Seth just gave? Okay, he didn't. Charlie, I am going to transcribe the podcast and I will bind it in a 3-ring binder and give it to you so you can keep up with every single thing that Seth just said, because it is wisdom from the mountaintop. It's like, what is it called? Who's at the top of a mountain? What's the name of the wise man at the mountaintop? What's the word?
God? I mean, what are we doing here?
No, you try to get to the mountaintop.
The monks?
Like the Zen Buddhist master guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, what I'm thinking it's not like...
Bill Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. If you didn't have Beards before, you have him now. So it's like Phil Jackson just gave that advice from the sewer. I don't feel like this is the mountaintop. I feel like this is the sewer. But Phil Jackson was here the whole time anyway.
Yes. Yeah. As long as it involves Phil Jackson, I think that's a pretty safe analogy to give.
Yeah, that's super good. Because, like, depending on what era we catch you in, it's either extremely successful or really embarrassing.
Which is how that blind date could have gone.
Yes,
honestly.
Of course.
That could have gone either way. Seriously, literally 4 months later, we were married. And now we have 5 kids, and life is good, man. And so, honey, let your parents set you up. They know more than you do anyway. I mean, you guys are, like, all in your young 20s. Yeah. No offense to you, but you don't know anything.
No, you're totally right. You're totally right. The only problem for me with my parents setting me up on a blind date is I think my girlfriend would be really mad.
Right, I forgot about that.
That's,
will you apologize to her for me? That's my
I will
God.
Not. I will tell her that you tried to lead me astray. I will tell her that you came on this show and tried to set me up with another woman.
Good, good. So my DMs are going to be fun. I will find you.
Yes. Yeah, and she is terrifying, too. So that,
I believe it.
Yeah, no, I mean, also, like, she would have to be. You can't be a weak spirit and then be around me 5 or 6 days a week, which Beards proves, which is why Beards on Fridays is always just so deflated. I'm worried about him. We gotta find Beard's a support system.
He's losing his spirit.
Yes. Yeah. It's being like it over the weekend. I can't figure out why. Over the weekend, it seems to kind of refill a little bit, and then he slowly deflates throughout the week. And I refuse to believe that's my fault.
It's a mystery, is what it is.
It is. Andy in the comments says that this is pure gold. It's been the best breakdown that he's ever heard from you.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I have wisdom on very, very, very few things, but how to marry up is one of them. I am the world's foremost expert on marrying up. So
marrying up and, like how to gauge the success rate of a cornerback. Like,
yeah, and those are my things.
And that is, that there are worse things to be really, really good at.
Oh, absolutely. I just have no, like, real skills, like, you know, building a house or, like, plumbing or carpentry of any sort. If the zombies come, I am doomed. Because, yeah, they're not going to care about me setting them up.
Well, listen, I don't know. Why did you? There was a movie a while ago called, I think it was called Warm Bodies or something. Beards has seen it, apparently. I think it's basically like a zombie love story. Beards is nodding at this. So maybe you have a better chance in the post-apocalyptic society than you think.
I feel a little better. I felt like that was my one blind spot. So I'm feeling better about myself now. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I think you're good. Nicholas just called you Yoda. He just wrote, Seth is Yoda. And that feels right.
No, good. I'm just happy for the plethora of marriages that are going to occur within the next 4 months in Kansas City. Thanks to them listening to this segment.
Yes.
And all these poor girls that are going to be marrying down. I feel kind of bad.
Oh, that's true. We got to think about that. We got to. Yeah, you're right. We've got to see. We got to prevent that. Okay, that's a good. Okay, lots of. Huh. Okay, yeah, that's great. I had not considered that point yet. If Beards is getting married within the next 4 months, you can write this down. I will pay to have you come officiate the wedding.
I actually literally can.
I know, this is easy.
It works out so well. I actually like to make friends of mine uncomfortable that are dating.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, you guys getting serious? Because, yeah, I could marry you right now. Let's do this. Let's see what. Come on, why not? Why are you looking at me? Why are you making the throat cutting gesture? I don't understand.
What?
Why are you mad at me? You know
what is this character that you're doing?
Yeah, I'm not a great person to be friends with. I'm pretty honest about that.
That's good. But, at least you're self-aware.
Yeah, I've been. You know, they say the first step is admitting, but I've been admitting it for quite some time with no change. So. You know, we'll see what happens.
Also, could you legally marry someone, like, two different ways? Like, you could probably marry someone in a courthouse and in a church. You could double marry someone.
I guess I could. If it's not enough that you're married in God's eyes, we'll marry you in president's eyes, too. I don't know. Sure, why not?
Yeah, that's, like, hey, so this is your new move. Hey, you guys getting serious? Because if so, I could double marry you. I could double marry you right now.
You would be twice. That's like a threat you could give to someone. I will double marry you right this second. You don't even know. You're not even know what to say it again. So these are good tips you're giving me. I might go out on the streets of my little town here, and that's how I'll continue to increase church attendance.
Oh, it's perfect.
I'll find couples that look afraid to commit and threaten them into coming to my church.
I'm thinking about moving to Minnesota to come to your church because I feel like that's an extremely apt description of me and a threat that would absolutely work.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm here to bring people together. And
legally.
I know right now, anyone who's listening to this right now is like, what kind of church is that? Like, people have to be so frightened. And I'm sorry.
I don't think you should be sorry. This is the thing, because you mentioned that, like, people in your timeline who click the link and everything are going to be super confused. And I think that, like, you're right, first of all, of course. But I you can't worry about the people that don't want to hear you, like, talk about your marriage. Like, if those are the people that rule your life, you've got to do something else.
That's true. Well, and the reality is, you know, the people that you end up surrounding yourself with are the people who are willing to listen to you talk about
right.
your marriage.
Exactly.
Because, honest, I mean, most of my friends are married, for the most part. And, you know, when they start, like, fighting or when they want to talk about whatever, you know, usually it's like, oh, isn't that crazy? And you want to be like, no, that's boring. Like, I live that in my own life. I don't know why you're telling me about this.
Right.
You know, go be a better husband. This is easy. Okay, we're done. Can we talk about the Chiefs again? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I think that's pretty good advice on your part, that you want the people who are willing to listen to that. Plus, I bet I've told that story about me and my wife meeting a million times, because I don't know anyone else who has one like it, at least in America.
No. I mean, it's literally, one correction. No one has a story like that in America in the last 150 years.
Yeah, I have a very old-timey. Well, I have had people give me a really hard time for the expressions I use on The Chief in the North. Like, because I said, like, something
that's
would be
Seth's
a
podcast.
Hoot and a half. And people made fun of me for, like, 20 days. I don't...
Wait, a what and a half?
A hoot and a half. That'd be a hoot and a half. Like, a good thing. Oh, don't you start too, Josh. All right?
I didn't know what you said.
Have you never heard that expression?
I have. My grandpa loved it.
He used to tell it to your grandma all the time after their marriage was arranged by his parents.
Yeah. Right. Yep, their marriage was arranged by their parents. They were 35, and they got driven together in the back of a horse-drawn carriage. And after the date, my grandma said it was a hoot and a half.
That was so bad. I actually, because I'm pulling up in the back of my parents' car to pick her up. And I actually, I was kind of embarrassed. I mean, I dated quite a bit, and so this was just humiliating. And then she walked outside. And until now, I was kind of like, oh, I guess maybe I'll try to have this be winsome and funny.
Right.
And then I saw her, and I don't mind saying it live on radio. My wife is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is so out of my league. And she walked outside, and I actually texted my good friend Josh, and I go, I don't have a shot with this girl. It was just, so then that actually set my mind at ease. So there's some real advice.
Ooh, that's good.
Act like you don't have a shot, and then you might actually be yourself enough for her to like you.
That's that right there. That is sage advice. It's like you just walk into a home you couldn't possibly afford, and then maybe by an act of God or drunkenness, the real estate agent will just give you the keys.
Yeah, that's a really great analogy.
Thank you.
Walk into a home you couldn't possibly afford and see what happens. Walk into the car dealership with nothing but Lambos. What's the worst that could happen? They say no. Well, you respected that.
Right, then you get back into the car with your parents driving and you go to a different dealership.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. Oh, this is terrible stuff. What were we going to talk about today?
This is all I wanted to talk about. Oh, man, I was just, right as the dealership analogy was fading out, I was looking at the clock going, man, have we been talking long enough to just go ahead and call it? Can this just be this installment of having Seth on the show? We totally could. This is a totally reasonable amount of time to end a radio conversation, and I'm really tempted to do it.
I won't be hurt if you do. I mean, you got to do, man.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't know. That is the most polite threat to hang up on me that I've ever heard.
No, because it's just like I kind of want to preserve what this conversation has been. And I feel like if I go, well, Seth, the Chiefs have 5 running backs now and a fullback. What do you know about the 2 Williamses? And then what do you think the Chiefs are going to do with their running back situation? I feel like I've kind of spoiled it.
The bitterness in your voice as you said those things made me sad for what I do for my job. You make
me
it
too.
Feel so pointless and futile. Oh, maybe. What do we think of the Williams? It just sounds so horrible. This is what I do, man. It's not that bad.
You want to come on tomorrow, Seth?
Yeah, I probably could, yeah.
Yes, okay, we'll figure that out. That's it. We're not, this is an unadult, also, you know what? I'm putting this out on my Chiefs podcast feed that is just for all my Chiefs content, and it's going to say, Seth Kizer talking, and then people are going to listen to this, and we are going to get tweets of both exasperation and absolute thrills, and it's going to be a really interesting dynamic.
I really, if I have one goal in life, it's to thrill, and if not thrill, then exasperate.
Yes.
So we're kind of hitting both out of the ballpark there. And hey, it's nice to show another side of my life. I don't want people to think all I do is watch film. Sometimes I get married way too quickly, so I do lots of things.
Perfect. All right, that's good. No, that's it. We're calling it. That's it. That's it. We're tapping
that's
out.
It.
We can't achieve beyond this.
We can't. It's tough. That's the problem with the top of the mountain. There's nowhere to go but down.
Thank you, Phil Jackson.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Josh.
That's obviously Seth Kaiser, host of the Chief of the North podcast and film review master on Arrowhead Pride and Advanced Reptilian Solar Being. Apparently his advanced reptilian solar powers got him into a highly successful marriage after being set up, one more time in case you missed it, by his parents, and then being chauffeured there, again one more time if you missed it, by his parents. That concludes the Almost Entirely Sports NFL Draft Preview.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.